views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about the Enneagram. This is part two of the Enneagram series. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, since this is part two of the Enneagram series, can you give us some review?
Okay, here are the basics. In the beginning, it's not meant to be overly dramatic, but in my beginning...
that was where I went. In the beginning.
Yes, no, it, okay. wasn't meant to be that dramatic. But as I started to do this work, I saw that people... You know, when I looked at their essence, it was had 80% of it was covered up with a cloud with negative energy, and I looked at those who have achieved greatness, and they had the same cloud, which led me to the conclusion that achieving greatness in our society today, in our culture today, isn't the result of removing that negative energy. So, I know that this. You know, and this is all the work that we've done, and because Patricia and I can see this energy, this is our ultimate qualification. You know, I see so many people are talking about energy who can't see it. And, you know, going off on a tangent here, but just warning the audience, but, you know, and Patricia's always saying to me, I when I yell at the TV or whatever, because, you know, these quote unquote experts talking about mindfulness and things like that. Well, that's all about energy. But the people who are considered to be experts in mindfulness come from science, which doesn't make sense to me because science doesn't understand these energies or your essence, which is what is covered up and is the whole point of mindfulness. But we'll talk about that in a little while. But the Enneagram, this brings us to the Enneagram, which is a tool that converts this negative energy to personality traits.
Wait. One more time. Repeat that. That's really, really, really important, audience. Really.
And this, you know, there's a gazillion. Yeah, I had
maybe one or two. Go ahead.
I had someone tell me it's gazillion, not bazillion. But I've been saying bazillion, and if you know
a bazillion years, yes. So that's okay. Okay.
If you know the difference, Enneagram. Yeah, just email us and let us know. So, anyways, but if, a long time ago, you know, there's all these Enneagram books have been written, and lately, in the last 20 years, there's a lot. You go into the shelf on your bookstore, or you go onto the
Amazon, online. Same thing.
Yes, there's a lot of books written about the Enneagram, and frankly, not all authors get this really, really important point. That again, we see this because we're intuitives, but this tool was given to us because it was known on the other side. That this negative energy is building up, and we're not getting rid of it. Nothing's happening, and as a result, our culture, our world, humanity is starting to crumble
under the
weight. Yes, thank you. And so, the Enneagram is the tool that helps us convert this negative energy. To personality traits.
In other words, it gives them a title. It gives...
A language.
A language. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you, Jason.
And we can see it through our personality this negative energy buildup when you understand the Enneagram. Now, a lot of times when I tell people that, they go study the Enneagram, and that's kind of missing the point. My point is that I want to help you with knowing yourself, and the Enneagram is just a tool. You don't have to have a deep understanding of the Enneagram. What's really helpful is understanding your type and how it works, and then applying how you work to that description of the Enneagram and start to see yourself more clearly. Now, the ecosystem approach, which is what we've developed, is converts these personality traits to emotions or energies, and then they can be cleared. So you begin to remove them. So this is really valuable. I mean, this is really important. If you understand that the ecosystem approach converts these personality traits to emotions and energies, and then you can remove them.
Well, let me just say it in plain terms. We are going to talk about the Enneagram types in the next segment. So, of course, stay tuned. But understand that the things that you hate about yourself, the things you dislike about yourself,
the problems that you have.
Bottom line is, because we can see and because we do understand the Enneagram, and now we apply it to the ecosystem approach. And so what can happen? We can clear it constantly and consistently and specifically for your Enneagram type.
And specifically for you and your essence.
Exactly. It's amazing.
You know, every person that we've worked with, and this is a bold statement because I'm saying every. I'm not saying most.
I'm going to say hallelujah. Absolutely. You're right.
Every person that we've worked with in the last 20 years, so between mm-hmm. Patricia and I, we've got 40 years of experience. Every single person.
I'm not that old, but go ahead.
every single person that we've worked with, what we do is they come to us with a problem, whether it's something mundane like weight, something more profound like relationships, money, job, health, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. We go to their essence and say, okay, where's that coming from? Mm-hmm. And we start to clear the negative energy. And they want to focus on a specific thing, and so we focus on that thing. But we go to the source. We go to their essence,
right,
and start clearing that negative energy. That's the key. That's the reason we've gotten results for all these years. That's the reason why we have a group of people that are still working with us. We're not taking on new clients right now, but we've had these group of clients because they see the benefits over and over and over again, and they see that they keep going down layers and layers and layers of removing that negative energy, and it's sort of like the skies are parting. It's really amazing.
So, okay, Jason, contrast that with our current problem and solution approach to life.
Okay, this is programming. This is the way we think right now. If you have too much weight, well, if you can Google it, you can see there's a whole page of solutions right there. You know, Google just provides them for you, and they have all these lists, you know, but those aren't really the solutions, because that problem solution approach never gets to energy, and it never gets to you and your essence. And without that, there's no real learning, growth, or evolution. Now, that's kind of a big statement. If you want real learning and growth and evolution, you have to change the energy. And if you want evolution, you need to change the energy in your essence.
By the way, I'd like to make this very bold statement, plain fact. Everything starts with energy. There is nothing that doesn't start with energy. And so if you don't like the energy, and I'm going to say it this way, of who you are, or what's going on in your life, you can change it. And you do that with the ecosystem approach.
We get frustrated because we see that so many people do all these things, spend huge amounts of money,
right,
time, physical energy, focus on stuff that just doesn't work.
Exactly. So, okay. So let's get back to the negative energy thing, that 80%. You know, Jason, I see the 80%. And by the way, that's an average, everyone, of negative energy that everyone has. And we see that the Enneagram converts that to personality traits.
Yes.
Okay. Jason, explain it more. Make it simple. Make it, and I'm not saying that it, well, I just want everyone to understand. It's important to understand that everything is energy.
So these negative energies that are attached to your essence, you know, if I say that, people say, well, what does that mean? How can I make that usable? How can I make that practical?
Right.
These negative energies create behavioral compulsions. I said that slow because it's hard to understand.
It's
hard to say too. So I had to say it slow. But these compulsions are things that we do without thinking. And they may not be good or bad. They just may be things. For example, you can be compulsively too nice. And people these days say, well, that's not a bad thing. Well, if it's connected to the negative energy in your essence, for you in particular, it may be. For someone else, it may not be. Okay. But that's why this is so, it's seemingly so complicated. And the only reason it's complicated is because we've already learned the wrong way. We've learned these
problems. That's programming.
The programming, the problem solution approach to everything. When you have a problem, what's the solution? The problem, what's the solution?
Okay.
Without getting to the energy of it.
Okay. So the ecosystem approach converts those personality traits to emotions to be cleared. This conversion allows human potential to be infinite because we've never applied ourselves to this area. In other words, a whole new area is opening up.
If you want to maximize your potential, or that's not, I wish we had background music because there'd be some sort of ta-da. Your infinite potential, no matter who you think you are, no matter how much you've been shamed in your life or discredited or abused or disrespected, if you start to remove the negative energy in your essence, something magical is going to happen.
OMG.
That's where it all starts. That's where all the problems are. And if you've always felt that you came here to do something amazing, something great, that's where you go.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The Enneagram is a tool that converts negative energy to personality types. These personality types have compulsions that negatively affect us. Human growth and evolution is not possible without removing the negative energy. And the ecosystem approach converts those personality traits to emotions to be cleared.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the different Enneagram types and some stories and examples. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about the different Enneagram types and some stories and examples that go with them. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, which one are you going to start with?
Well, the types are numbered 1 through 9. So we're going to start with 1.
Okay.
And it's not like 9 is better than 1. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not like that. I think they're numbers because they're meant to
just a label.
It's just a label. You know, there's some really, if you see the Enneagram symbol, if you look on the symbol that we had on the web, these lines form, it forms like some weird shapes on the inside. People have gone crazy trying to interpret those things. But I'm trying to make it simple because real truth is simple. So here we go. The one, we're very familiar with the one personality. We've worked with a lot of people that are ones. They typically have great judgment. You know, they're reliable, predictable. They're the ones who give the teacher an apple. They're the ones. If brown noser, which is not a technical term, could be expressed in the Enneagram, one would probably get it. You know, and but typically they're on it. They're qualified. If you're a boss or an employer, you love them if you have them working for you because they show up, they do their work, they're very predictable and reliable. You love it. But here's the other side. You know, especially those that are close to a one. You know, if you're working with them, you like them. If you're living with them, there's a righteousness that they can have that can be so awful because whether it's said explicitly, and oftentimes it is said explicitly, I'm right and you're wrong.
Well, and you can say the negative side of a one is manipulating, possessive, and they have no boundaries. What does that no boundaries mean, Jason?
Well, actually, that was a two.
But, I read the wrong one.
Yeah, the truth is, we've been working with them so long, we can feel them.
Yes,
you know, we can meet someone and immediately, Patricia, I know what Enneagram type they are. That's how we type people. Mm-hmm. We don't have them take a test. We don't. We just get to know them, and they, ones have a feel. So if you've ever, the feel that a one has, and I'm not going to use I'm not going to give you a feel for every single type, but if one were, if you were to suck a lemon, that would be very close to how one feels, you know,
when they're negative,
when they're in their yes, their worst.
Yes. Okay.
So
let's talk about the two.
You know, everybody likes a two. You know, Florence Nightingale was a two. You know, nurses, helping professions, they're often twos. Teachers, the person that gives you the shirt off their back when they don't, they're cold, you know, twos.
Okay.
A lot of them are women. I see more women twos than men. But in the negative, again, this is when you, when they're under stress or when you get to know them really close, they can be manipulating, possessive. Twos love to love. Oh, I love you. I love you. No, I love you. You know, that's the two, but it can also be possessive because there's an implication that if I love you, I own you.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about no boundaries. That's where the no boundaries come from.
Exactly. So three.
When they talk about selling refrigerators to Eskimos, that's a three. They are likable and they know how to tell you what you want to hear. They're charming. They can be self-assured. They're the they're always, you know, they're perfect salesmen. They want to be liked. They can have a tendency toward arrogance. You know, it's to, for them, it's about how they rank, where they stand in the world.
Meaning that status thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, that status consciousness can be okay in some respects when you're close to it. It can be, it can feel like a burden. That wanting, that need to be liked can, you can kind of ignore the people that are important to you and go after others who you want them to like you.
Right. Yeah, that can be a burden. So tell us about the best of the four.
Oh my gosh. Can I tell you stories? You know, I'm only saying that because Patricia's a four. Mm-hmm. But they're romantic, they're artistic, they're creative. You know, imagine the thrill of riding a horse in the wind, you know, or a bunking Bronco. It could be either one, you know. It's wild. They can be emotional, they can be self-absorbed, they can be indulgent.
He doesn't know from one minute to the next which one he's going to get.
Yeah, I joke with her about my different, you know, I don't have to have an affair. I've got like three or four wives already. So
and what he doesn't know is I know which one it is all the time.
So, you know, and what, you know, fours, they're, I have to say, when they're at their best, they're amazing. When they're at their worst, they're awful. They're not low key at all. They're not, they're not wallflowers. You know when there's a four in your presence.
So with that said, thank you very much. Tell us about the five.
Well, the five, we don't see a lot of those.
I only know one five in all of the people that I know, and I know a lot of people.
We don't meet a lot of fives. The fives, the archetype for the five is sort of the brainiac, the nerd brainiac, mm-hmm. who can do these complex math equations, but struggles to say, "Hi, how are you? What's going on?"
Right.
You know, they.
Well, that's because they're detached, withdrawn.
Yes.
Eccentric.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All
absolutely.
Those things, you know, and they're really smart and they're curious, mm-hmm. and they're always in their heads.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, interesting story about a five. I used to work with a five, and it was at the time I was in the corporate
world,
and they were cubicles. So I had this this cubicle buddy next to me. She and I loved Frank Sinatra, and we would play. We'd play it softly, but we played it in our cubicle. And we were right next to each other, and he was like two cubicles down, and he could have just, you know, stood up and said, "Hey, I've had it with the Frank Sinatra. That's as much as I can take. You gotta turn it off. You gotta give me a break, you know." But instead, he sent me an email.
That's called detached. Tell me about yeah,
exactly. I mean, you know, you could have just come over and say, "Hey, you know,
I've had enough." Yeah. And by the way, when Jason gets into something, he'll do it over and over and over again. I understand the guy completely, but had that been me, the four that I am. Yeah. Anyway,
she would have been on the other side of the hall and shouted, "That I turn off that Frank Sinatra. I can only take so much, you know." But you know, he did it, and not only that, but he gave me a list of reasons. It wasn't just a little bit. It was just, you know, a list of reasons.
So I'm going to do the best of the six because. You know, he talked about the four. Well, guess who's a six? The best of the six is they are loyal, committed, and they're responsible. In fact, oftentimes they're responsible for more than what's in front of them, so to speak.
What they should be responsible for.
Exactly. And, you know, the other side of them is they have fears and anxieties, cautions, indecisive. But they also struggle with confidence. And I have to tell you, once you start using the ecosystem approach, the confidence goes away. The lack of confidence goes away. You can really, just by clearing other stuff, there's this confidence that comes up. And by the way, that is really attractive.
And that's what's so amazing about the Enneagram is that it's not static. It's not like you're one personality and that's the way you are.
No.
It's you see how you can go, you can evolve and disintegrate. It's amazing. And what traits happen when you disintegrate and what traits happen when you evolve.
Okay. So in lieu of time, tell us the best of the seven.
Seven is very common. Our culture in the United States is a seven culture. They're enthusiastic, productive, fun. Mm-hmm. If a seven can do three things at once, it'll do five things at once. And if he can do five things at once, well, hey, I can do 10 things at once. You know,
the negative side is they can overextend.
Oh, all the time.
Uh-huh.
They are undisciplined. You know, if you've ever watched a dog of a seven, they usually are running around with no limits whatsoever because sevens hate limits on them. So they don't like it. They can be really scattered. They talk about one thing, talk about another thing, blah, 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 blah. They just keep going.
So what about the eight, Jason?
The eight is powerful, confident, assertive at its best.
Mm-hmm.
At its worst, it can be a bully. It can be confrontational. It can always be picking fights all the time.
The highest office in our country is an eight.
Yeah, we could just say it. The President of the United States is an eight, you know.
Yes, he is.
Loves the drama of the confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
Nine, the best part of them, they're easygoing. Like they're kind of like an old
that old comfortable sweater.
Yes.
I love nines.
Oh, slipper.
Nines.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
But they avoid conflict and they can be complacent and passive.
Right.
So key points. I know we're running out of time.
We are. So Jason, what are the key points?
The Enneagram does not define you, but shows negative energy attached to you.
Mm.
All Enneagram types have good and bad traits. There's no best type.
Right.
It is common to want to be another type or see another type as better than whatever type you are. And don't let the types define you. Use the definitions to help you see yourself better.
Mm-hmm. And clear away what you don't like.
Yes.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about what we like most about the Enneagram. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about the Enneagram and what we like most about the Enneagram. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, what do we like most about the Enneagram?
It's the directionality.
What? Say that again.
Directionality. It lays out a path to real growth and evolution.
Okay.
What, you know, one of the authors that we like, Rizzo and Hudson, they've been around for a long time. What I like about them is not all about the Enneagram. It's about their descriptions of the different types. Mm-hmm. And I think it's accurate. It's you get a better feel for what each type is. Don't take those descriptions literally. It'll get you in trouble.
See the similarities.
Yes,
that's the way I would approach it.
Well, let me give you an example. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Sevens are often described as having gluttony, which is a form of being insatiable, wanting what they want. And having no
wanting
limits.
What they want when they want it, and they have to have it.
Exactly. But I've also seen sevens who are very financially frugal, tight, mm-hmm. cheap, mm-hmm. you know, pinch every penny. Mm-hmm. And they seem to be incompatible. Someone can say, well, I don't have gluttony, but, you know. But if you look at a seven, you'll find some area of their life where they don't have any limits. where they don't put limits on themselves, where they struggle to put limits on themselves.
Or even in their thinking. But the other thing is that most people think of gluttony as a form of shoving food in, you know, and okay. But I've also seen sevens that can't get enough information.
Yes.
But they'll ignore other parts in their life trying to get enough information.
My daughter, when she was little, who's a seven, major seven, you know, Daddy, why is the sky blue? Why is the ocean, you know, why is the ocean blue? How come this and how come that? And, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, it just, you know, there was so much talk and she was insatiable with her questions, you know. Why does this work this way? Why does the door open inside and not outside? You know, it just kept going and going and going. It's a form of gluttony, you know. And just again, if you take those words literally,
right,
that's when people get, or think of them in black and white terms, that's when people get hung up with the descriptions. But let's go back to the best thing we like about the Enneagram, which is directionality.
Okay.
You know, the Myers-Briggs, yes, it talks about your type, okay? The four factors, blah, 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 talks about your type. That's it. It's as if that's who you are, that's what you're going to
and
be.
And there is nothing else.
And there's
but
no change.
We
there's,
know that that's not true.
We know that's not true, but we see personality always in the state of flux. Mm-hmm. Now, because we don't clear, because we have this problem-solution approach or programming in our culture, we don't remove negative energy and it just kind of builds up. So what happens is our personality gets hardened. The negative energy builds up over time and we become, that's why you can see a lot of people as they get older don't seem to be wiser or more, you know, the wise old man doesn't go away, but you have this bratty little kid.
Yeah.
As they get older. And that's because they're not changing the energy. They're not removing the energy. But we use the Enneagram as a way to show you the path to removing the negative energy in your essence, that 80%. And then to know that what traits and characteristics that you have that show that you need to do more clearing. Now, in Rizzo, he talks about unhealthy types. You know, for all the types, he talks about what they look like when they're unhealthy, average, and healthy.
Right.
The truth is, when you're using the ecosystem approach, you're all three all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. a lot of times, depending on your type, you know, if you're an eight, you're focused on only the positive. And if you're a six, you're only focused on the negative. You know, it's, but they're all three are all there. And I've noticed this. I can talk about Patricia because
he does.
I observe her all the time, but I see that she's getting better in so many ways that fours never are able to do
usually.
And but when she struggles, it seems the worst it's ever been. But that's part of the process. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not machines where we just have linear growth where we plug in the program and all of a sudden we just change and things are different. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
I had a client was telling me, she was talking about the work that she and I had been doing for like 10 years. And she was telling her boyfriend about it. And she was explaining to him that, you know, kind of what we did a little bit, the ecosystem approach. But he said, oh, you've been working with them for 10 years? Why so long? Well, the question, you know, and I understand the question. It's a fair question because we think in terms of, without knowing what the ecosystem approach was, he was thinking in terms of therapy. So he was thinking, oh my gosh, she's really screwed up. You know, she's been doing this for 10 years. But that's what we do is not about being fixed, not about a machine that's broken.
Right.
With the ecosystem approach, you can see all that in the 80%, there's a huge amount of negative energy and you keep clearing it, the possibilities for who you are and what you can do and what you can be in the world is amazing.
Well,
and that's why we like it. That's what we mean by directionality.
Exactly.
Because it gives you a path to get rid of that 80%.
Well, I want to give an example myself, and I am going to talk about myself. I know I've told this story before, but I'm going to explain it a little bit more. When I was younger, I was basically told that I didn't have any artistic abilities at all. And I was trained, I was programmed to believe that I couldn't draw. And Jason, you know, when I met Jason, you know, I believed this. But after doing the clearing, all of a sudden, this the ecosystem approach, all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but this urge to create things with my hands started happening. And I have to admit, I almost couldn't stop it because it was such a strong desire.
And that's her authentic self, by the way. That's who she authentically is. That's her essence.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
My essence was uncovered there. And I struggle to not be creative in everything that I do, in everything. So I just want you to know the ecosystem approach works. It gives you unlimited growth and development for everything, not just a few things, but for everything. And I see it and understand it as being one of the most important and valuable things that I can do in my life. And I want the same for all of you.
Here's one caveat.
Okay.
A lot of people will read their type and see what's healthy, what's unhealthy, and what's average. Mm-hmm. And then they, instead of clearing their way to get to that place.
To the healthy place.
Healthy place. They will program themselves.
Mm,
they will just act like they're acting that way and act like they're evolving. And it doesn't work that way. But that's why the ecosystem approach is so amazing, because when you start clearing, you don't delude yourself that way anymore.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points?
Yeah.
What are the key points of this segment, Jason?
The Enneagram and the ecosystem approach work together to unlock all your potential.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing your problems or challenges through the Enneagram type is the most effective. It gives you a frame to see yourself. There is no limit to how deep you can go into your essence using the Enneagram and the ecosystem approach. And your potential is unlocked by clearing the negative energy in your essence.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So, Jason, let's tell everyone who doesn't know or who hasn't listened or maybe someone's forgotten, how do we work with energy?
So you just sit down. You can sit, stand. You can stand on your head. It doesn't matter. The posture is not important, but just set your intention to help yourself. When we do the clearing in just the next segment, set your intention to help others and use your imagination. So when we say "and to eliminate," take a gentle breath. Imagine gathering up all that negative energy in your body and blow out whatever we say to eliminate. Blow it into a trash can. It can be a real trash can. It can be a one that's in your imagination. Mm-hmm. And just exhale. And we own the trash can. We'll empty it. Don't worry about that. And okay. Then we go on to the next emotion.
Okay. And then when we're done with that, we're going to activate life force. Life force energy is the most powerful energy and the cleanest, most beautiful energy that we have access to. We're going to reverse the process. We're going to call upon it. We're going to activate it and have it come in through the top of our head, go down our shoulders, down our torso, down our legs. And when it gets to the tips of our toes, we're going to turn it around. We're going to breathe out, such as, and we're going to blow out any negative energy that might have been left over. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you remove some of that negative energy so you can be on a path to unlimited growth and evolution. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? it might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Got a bra problem? The Healthy Bra Company comes highly recommended by Dr. Christina Lasich in her book, High Heels to Hormones, A Woman's Guide to Spine Care. Ladies, if you have neck, back, or shoulder pain or postural issues, Maria Monti, postural therapist and owner of The Healthy Bra Company, says they might be related to your bra. Call Maria today at 360-815-3205. That's 360-815-3205.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you remove some of those negative energies that keeps you from unlimited growth and evolution. Jason, there you go.
Here we go. We're going to do some clearing. So just follow along, breathe with me. Set your intention to help the person next to you, even though you can't see where they are. Mm-hmm. Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see my problems come from the negative energy in my essence. Take that belief, gather it up, blow it into the trash can. And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see that uncovering my essence will give me a huge advantage in life and in everything I do. Gather those veils and illusions up, blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate the barriers, so I can use the Enneagram as a guide to remove the negative energy in my essence. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate any rules I have, any beliefs I have that say I have to understand this whole thing completely to have it benefit me, when the truth is, I just have to jump in.
Take a breath.
Gather that belief up, blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate the false belief. One more time, we've got a belief going on here that I have to be perfect in what I do, in everything that I do. By the way, that's programming. I release and let go that belief in that programming. It does not serve me. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see my essence is very forgiving. It just wants to get that negative energy gone. So gather up that negative energy right now. Blow it out.
Take a breath. Well, and this kind of goes along with that. And to eliminate any neediness I have to focus on problems and solutions for me versus as a whole, meaning a whole problem or a whole what negative energies I'm holding on to about everything. Take a breath. That's, by the way, that's that specific thing. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate my addiction, my loyalty, my comfort with the problem-solution approach versus working with my essence, which is what's in my best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of the programming I have around the problem-solution training. Take a breath.
and to eliminate my impatience to remove the negative energy right away as a form of self-sabotage because that doesn't work. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any shame and guilt and unworthiness I feel that keeps me from clearing to have a better life, to have a happier life right now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the anger, resentment, and bitterness I have that keeps me distracted from clearing or acting in my own best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any shame and disappointment I have about my Enneagram type. Take a breath. And I wanted to make this one point that I forgot to earlier. When you read the Enneagram and you figure out who you are or have us help you figure out who you are, then do some clearing, like 6 months of clearing, and then go back and read it again. Your perspective on it will be very different. And it's really enlightening. Really enlightening, because then you can see the energies that were holding you down, were keeping you back. So, Jason, should we activate some life force?
Let's do that.
All right. So, go with me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use this energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve starting right now. Just take a nice breath on that one.
And to activate life force so I can have the strength to clear the negative energies connected to my Enneagram type.
Nice.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough by removing the negative energies that stand in my way, that are keeping me from a fantastic life. Breathe. Pull in that creator, that life force energy.
And to activate life force so I can have the patience to take a more holistic approach to me and my essence right now. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy and healthy right now. And if there's anything standing in my way, use that life force energy to help you get rid of it. Take a breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Okay, next week we're going to talk about, this is the first part of a three-part series about self-knowledge. Hmm. And it's three parts because there's a lot of stuff there. It's the most important thing. Self-knowledge is the most important thing that you could ever have in your life. If you see that being able to use you as a tool,
use your personality as a tool
or use yourself, mm-hmm. you know, your ability to use yourself in the world, to integrate yourself in the world and make it successful
right.
for you is all about self-knowledge. It doesn't happen any other way.
Well, and how you do that is you just to start, you use the ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
And when you start with baby steps, you can't imagine the grand steps that you take a little bit later on. But baby steps every day is so, so very amazing.
The problem with the problem-solution approach is that there's no you in it.
Well, and not to mention, it always implies that you're wrong.
Yes.
And by the way, each Enneagram type has this disdain for being wrong.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about that when we talk about the self-knowledge and the understanding of the Enneagram, and then of course the ecosystem approach and how it all works together. So if you got some part of you that gets the importance of removing the negative energy in your ecosystem, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
If you really want to have a better life, You need to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life. To do that, all you have to do is sign up for our newsletter. Every week we have clearings that you can do, and you get the backstory to Living Lighter Radio and for both of us, Jason and Patricia.
Okay, I like that. We'd love to hear your comments, so send us a note, an email, a note if you like. Our email address is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. That's jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org.
And if you know the difference between bazillion and gazillion or which it should be, send us a note, let us know. We'd love to know. Anyways, and you know, the other thing is that my six insecurities are I love to be liked on Facebook. So go to our Facebook page, livinglighter.org, and like us. You're welcome to make a comment. And
of course, suggestions.
And if you follow us, then every week you'll hear a little bit about this show, upcoming show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and don't forget us, you know, one more time on Facebook. Don't forget us about that. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.